Hachette Audio presents 20 ways to make every day better. Simple, practical changes with real results. Written by Joyce Meyer. Read by Jody Carlisle. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, to the full till it overflows. John 10:10. Introduction. I'm just having a bad day. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people mutter those words, or mutter them myself. Traffic is backed up, you spill your coffee before you even get a sip, the kids are driving you crazy, the kitchen faucet is dripping, your boss is in a mood, and the car is making that funny noise again. I'm just having a bad day. Well, there aren't many days where all of those things happen at once, thankfully. You and I both know that any one of those challenges can test our temperament, pollute our perspective, or hijack our joy. Far too often, we write it off as a bad day and give up until tomorrow. Tomorrow will be better, we hope, while subconsciously waving the white flag of surrender on today. But the problem with bad days is they tend to pile up. Have you noticed that? A bad day becomes a bad week. A bad week becomes a bad month. And before you know it, a bad month becomes a bad year. Many of us spend the last week of every December saying the exact same thing. I can't wait until this year is over. Well, if you can relate to that, if you've ever given up on today, waiting for tomorrow, I wrote this book for you. You see, I don't believe for one moment that you have to go through life held hostage by your circumstances. It doesn't matter what happens around you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the Spirit of God within you. Peace, joy, strength, patience, it's all yours in Christ. Your hope and happiness is not dependent on the world. The Bible says that he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Sure, there are going to be tough days when things don't go as planned. We all know what it's like to deal with difficulties over the course of the day. Sometimes it's minor. The interview goes poorly, the baby is teething, you cut yourself shaving. And sometimes it's major. You get laid off from work, the doctor orders a CT scan, your marriage is in trouble.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?